I mean, you don't need beer to snorkel.
Beer makes everything better.
Nah, it makes me feel lazy and sluggish. Yeah,
and snorkeling's the perfect sport. You just float and look at the little swimming around.
Not me, Ben. No? What are you doing? I snorkel hard.
You're diving down.
I snorkel, snorkel, snorkel.
Spearing. Stingrays.
Yes. I go down there.
Wrestling sea turtles.
I deep dive. Oh, look at these fish, Ben. You're just floating all drunk. All right, we are back, finally. We're in person.
Back on camera.
Face to face.
Face to face, man to man. Jinx.
Jinx.
You remember Jinx?
Yeah, that's something you say when someone says the same thing at the same time. Jinx.
Jinx. Ah, you got me.
And then what do? You get to punch the guy or something?
Well, I think if you say the same thing at the same time, whoever says jinx first is safe and the other person is not allowed to speak.
Oh, right, right.
Until they...
I can't remember.
Until someone says their name, I think.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. That's the game. Yeah. If you say something at the same time as someone, then you say jinx.
Yeah.
And then that person cannot speak again until someone says their name.
Right. And when someone says their name, it unlocks the curse.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's so so nostalgic.
So many memories.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
I forgot about the Jinx game.
Well, how old are you? 40 years old.
Ah, I mean.
You've been on this planet almost half a century.
It depends. If you look at time,
yeah, I do
or
look
if
at
you
time.
Look at, you know, body.
I focus more on time.
Yeah. I feel good, though.
You look good.
Thanks. Yeah,
that's a compliment.
Yeah, I've been working out a little bit more.
You're in the prime of your life.
This is my favorite time of year.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a child of summer.
And, I'm very stubborn about not using the air conditioner.
Yeah, I know that about you.
I like it hot and, humid. Like, I like that.
I know. You want to feel the summer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want to feel the summer.
You want to feel the sweat trickling down your back, into your asshole.
You don't really want to be all sweaty all day. But, yeah, I want to feel the summer.
Yeah.
So I tend to exercise fairly regularly, fairly well.
Yes.
In May and June.
Okay.
But then it gets super hot and I love it, but I also get a little bit lazy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say your exercise increases in summer. You really sweat it out.
No, it increases just before summer.
Okay.
Because I'm excited for summer.
Yeah.
And then when the hot summer comes, I get lazy because it's so hot.
Well, that makes sense because, you want to get your summer body ready.
Yeah, but now I realized I should use the air conditioner in the morning.
Right.
And then I won't be too lazy to exercise.
Oh, okay. Bit of morning aircon exercise.
Yeah.
And then enjoy the summer heat.
Well, I had to because I always bring my baby into this room and kind of play with her for about half an hour or 45 minutes while my wife is getting ready for her day.
Daddy daycare.
Yeah, in the morning, every morning after breakfast.
Into the Freebird Studios.
So I have to turn on the aircon for her.
Yes.
And then that's when I realized, I feel like exercising now.
Wouldn't it be cool if when we're really old, we can't, we have to retire from the podcast.
Never going to happen. Okay, so that's very loud.
That's pouring concrete.
Yes, there's huge construction going on across the street.
There's literally three giant trucks.
Three giant trucks right outside my window.
I almost touched them.
I'm going to work my podcast editing magic.
Ooh.
And try to get rid of that construction sound, which is constant, but sometimes it gets very loud.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that. I'll do my best to minimize it.
We forgive you, Abe. So, yeah, I was thinking...
What do you mean? We forgive you, Abe?
No, me and the teacher.
You're on my team?
Yeah, I'm on... Well, you know, I'll forgive you. Okay. This is kind of your fault. It's your house.
Okay, Ben.
It's your street. It's not my street.
Anyway, you had some kind of great idea.
I did. And I'm still holding on to it. So when we get old and we retire from the podcast.
Never. Unless I can't talk anymore.
So even if your body's broken down and you're lying in a bed.
As long as I can speak words.
You've got a machine attached that's pumping your heart for you.
Or like Stephen Hawking, the famous scientist.
Welcome to Teacher Talk.
Yeah.
With Ben and Abe.
Well, Ben is dead, so it is only me. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, but I'll live on in some kind of AI cloud.
Yeah, I'll have a Ben bot.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So
anyway,
at that time,
yeah,
our kids can take over the podcast.
Oh.
The next generation of Teacher Talk.
Well, we have to make them teachers first.
We do. Yeah. We have to indoctrinate them.
Yes, we have to brainwash them.
We have to groom them.
Yes.
Prepare them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, good idea, Ben.
Thank you. Yeah. Next generation.
Are you enjoying these summer days?
I'm loving these summer days.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Yeah.
How are you enjoying these days?
Just been going out, spending time at the river, the beach. We went to a beautiful island.
Cool. How did you go to the island?
Well, so firstly, I'll tell you about this island. It's called Ajishima.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my wife told me it's the Hawaii of Miyagi.
Okay.
Which, you know, I didn't really believe that. Look, Tohoku is a beautiful area of Japan, but it's not.
But Hawaii?
Hawaii, come on.
Anyway, Aji Island.
Aji Island.
Taste Island,
yeah. And let me tell you, it was bursting with summer flavor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So to get there, you have to catch a ferry.
Right.
From Ishinomaki. And the ferry was leaving at 9 a.m. And I live 1 hour from Ishinomaki.
Oh, easily 1 hour.
Yeah, it was 1 hour and 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So we woke up very early, 6 a.m. And I said to the kids, we need to get in the car. As soon as possible. So right. Breakfast, brush your teeth, get your water, choose your favorite hat, right?
Go.
Don't We're punch going your brother.
To Flavor Island.
Let's go. Like military style.
Yeah. Okay. Right? All right.
Like I'm the general and they're my little soldiers.
Hop, hop,
hop, hop. Left, right, left.
Okay.
But of course, that plan fell apart very quickly.
You were trying to crack the whip, as we say.
Yes.
Hurry up. Yes. Crack the whip.
But, you know, monkeys will be monkeys.
Ah.
So we didn't get into the car until about 7:40, I'd say.
7:40 and the ferry leaves at 9.
At 9. So when we're sitting in the car, my stress level was beginning to rise a little bit.
Yeah, you're looking at the clock.
Oh, my God, I hate it. We're all, yeah, it's a race now.
Yeah.
Race to the ferry. Because if we miss the ferry, the next one's too late. We can't go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, too late.
So if you miss the ferry, then you'll just have a picnic in Ishinomaki. Right.
That's no fun. Even though it's a beautiful town.
It's nice, but it's not Aji Island.
It's not Flavor Island. Yeah. So
Flavor is Aji. Japanese.
Yes.
Just so our non-Japanese listeners understand.
Yes. So we raced there and we arrived in the town to catch the ferry at about 8:45.
Okay, that's probably enough time.
But You know, this happens when you're following Google Maps sometimes. It takes you 98% of the way, and then it says, ping pong, we're here. You've arrived at your destination, but you're not there.
You mean you don't know where the ferry entrance is?
It's not exactly there, right?
Right.
So we're in this car park, and after the big tsunami and earthquake.
Car park?
You mean a car park?
The parking lot.
Car park.
The parking lot.
They built this giant concrete seawall after the tsunami.
Oh, right.
Protect all the towns along the coast.
Right. They built a giant concrete wall.
It stretches across 3 or 4 prefectures.
Yeah.
All the way along the sea line of the coast.
Right.
So you can't see the ocean.
Oh, so you're confused.
Very confused.
Where's the ferry?
And then we hear like, honk. Oh, no.
It's that way.
I guess it's that way. So I ran to the top of the wall and I saw the ferry. And, you know, we're asking people walking past.
Yeah.
Where's the ferry? There's no signs. Not enough signs.
Okay.
Guys, you need to build a sign.
Hey, leave earlier.
Yes. So finally, we got there at like 8:57.
Oh.
Ran into the ticket office and we just made it.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And yeah. I was a bit hungover as well.
I know.
The night before, I'd been drinking with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So finally, we're on the boat. We arrived. The boat stops. First, it stops at Cat Island.
Cat Island?
So there's a famous island. You'd like this. You're a cat man.
I mean, yeah, I like
a cat woman. So there's an island that's famous in this area, and it's full of cats.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard of Cat Island before, but I thought it was like way in a different area. Maybe there's a few different cat islands.
Maybe. So a lot of people got off the boat at Cat Island. Cat people. Some of them were wearing like cat t-shirts. And
really?
Stuff. People who love cats. I don't love cats that much. So we stayed on the boat to Ajishima and we got off the boat. There were no palm trees. There were no hula dancers.
So now you're on Taste Island.
Taste Island.
Flavor Island.
Taste Island. Taste the summer.
And you get off the boat.
Yeah.
And you're not impressed.
Nobody puts a floral wreath around
not
my neck.
Hawaii.
It's not Hawaii. All. But the water was absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
crystal clear. Mwah. Beautiful.
Oh, how nice.
Highly recommend Taste Island.
Ajishima.
Ajishima. Ajijima. Yeah, it was great. And we rented a giant inflatable duck, which is about the size of your room here.
Really?
Yeah. And we were floating around. And it was
inflatable
a
duck,
a giant,
like a big yellow duck.
I put a picture on Instagram.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had a great day at the beach. And I learned a new word, uminoye.
Uminoye.
Yeah.
What's that?
Sea,
some kind
beach
of
house.
Little
sea house. It's basically a temporary little shop.
Oh.
Like a little food stall.
Yeah, yeah, like a food stall.
But they rent beach equipment, beach umbrellas.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Very common at beaches.
And they sell all the classic summer foods, yakisoba,
festival, kind of festival foods.
Yeah, exactly.
And cool, refreshing treats.
And they're all tanned island people.
Yeah.
You know, this lady in a bikini making shaved ice.
Oh, wow. You must have loved that.
I was very excited.
Did your wife smack you?
I tried to taste her. I was like, we're on Taste Island, right? let me taste these people.
And your wife,
my wife said, nope. Stop it.
Smacks you.
Stop it.
Hey.
Sorry about my husband.
Keep your eyes off that island girl.
Those island girls. It was great. And the only negative point was I couldn't drink a beer.
Because you're driving.
Because I'm driving. But the man at the shop, he said, come on, have a beer. And I said, I have to drive later. And he said, don't worry about that.
This is Aji Island.
He said, there's no police on this island.
This is
right?
Flavor Island, baby. Flavor Island, no baby. Rules.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, it's okay for you. You're an island boy, you know, just living this relaxed island life.
Right.
But I've got responsibilities. I got to go back to the city.
Right. You know? You've got to drive on the highway with three children in your car.
Island boy. But I'm not. I'm a city boy.
You're a city boy.
Yes. And then I was thinking, you know, could I live on a small island? Could you live on an island? Can you imagine that? Small community?
It depends. Like my Gogo Abe Kaiwa podcasting partner, Yoshi. Shout out Yoshi.
Big shout out friend. To Yoshi.
He lived on an island in Okinawa until recently.
Oh, yeah. He was not on the main island.
Beautiful island.
Right.
Seisokujima.
Okay. It's like palm trees. And
beautiful, famous sunset beach.
More like Hawaii.
And a area that's quite good for snorkeling and other marine sports.
I love snorkeling.
Yeah. Very close to his house on the island as well.
I love having a few beers and going snorkeling. It's one of my favorites.
I mean, you don't need beer to snorkel.
Beer makes everything better.
Nah, it makes me feel lazy and sluggish.
Yeah, and snorkeling's the perfect sport. You just float and look at the little fish swimming around.
Not me, Ben. No? What are you doing? I snorkel hard.
You're diving down.
I snorkel, snorkel, snorkel.
Spearing stingrays.
I go down there.
Wrestling sea turtles.
I deep dive.
I snorkel.
Oh, look at these fish, Ben. You're just floating all drunk. There's Abe snorkeling hard, finding all the good fish. Anyway, he lived on this island, but it was connected to the mainland by a bridge.
See, that's nice.
So I could walk from his house to a supermarket in about 20 or 25 minutes.
That's the best case, I think, if you're living on an island. You can always get off if you need to.
You mean if it's attached by a bridge?
Yeah. Whereas Taste Island, Ajishima,
there's
a ferry twice a day. And if you miss that, you, sir, are fucked.
Or if there's a storm.
If there's a storm.
Right?
Yep.
The ferries might be delayed or cancelled.
You're cut off from the mainland.
Yeah.
You might run out of food, run out of beer, and then you have to start eating the other people on the island. Turns into cannibal. It turns into real Taste Island. The taste of human meat.
Well,
yeah.
That sounds unlikely, but yeah, there definitely are some inconveniences. So I guess my answer is, if the island is connected to the mainland,
right,
like Yoshi's Island was.
Yoshi's Island.
Yeah, Seisokujima. Yeah, I could live on an island.
Okay, all right. That's
a
good
island. If it's a remote island, yeah, I could live on an island still.
Really? Okay.
I don't know. I'd have to try it.
You try it, yeah.
And see how inconvenient it is.
I think I'd just go crazy just from the boredom after a while. You know.
But you have the internet.
Yeah, you got the internet.
You know, you have beaches.
The community's too small.
You could go fishing.
What if you do something embarrassing or you have an argument with somebody?
Yeah.
And you're kind of stuck in this uncomfortable little community.
That is a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Especially small Japanese communities tend to be very, very, as we say, tight-knit.
Tight-knit, insular.
Right? Yeah, right?
Yes, they're very tight.
Even not on islands, even if you go into the countryside.
Oh, yeah.
The deep countryside.
Deep, deep inaka.
One of my friends, Japanese guy, moved to the countryside and became a part of this community.
Yeah.
And he said it was the worst.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
Unless you like that.
Everybody knows it was horrible. Everyone's talking about everyone else. And
even my wife's hometown, it's only an hour from the city, but it is countryside.
Right.
Everybody knows everybody's business.
Yeah, he was living near there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
So it's like, whose daughter's getting married? What's he doing after university? Who got caught drunk driving last night?
Oh, yes.
Everything.
And rumors spread very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Real quickly.
And he had a case where there was someone making things up about him,
trying to
damage his reputation.
Is that right?
To the point where he had to get the police involved.
Wow. Trying to assassinate his character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some bitter old man.
Horrible. They didn't like this strong young buck coming
My friend's like, you know, middle-aged guy.
Yeah, super nice guy. I think I know this guy.
Yeah, lives with his mom. And
he's an easygoing guy.
Yeah. Hmm. And I guess they just didn't like this guy coming into their community. And, you know, he had some ideas how to improve some things.
Okay, you got to be careful there. You got to be slow.
Really careful
with that stuff.
And that really rubbed this old guy the wrong way.
I don't like this new guy, this new cowboy.
Oh, you know, yeah, he wanted to improve the town and help people.
Shake it up.
Yeah, it's tough to go into a tight-knit community.
If I moved into a tight-knit little community, I'd spread some rumors about myself, but good ones, you know. I'd be like, Ben, some people say Ben's got the biggest dick in the community. Did you hear that? Biggest dick on the island.
And people would say, but you're Ben.
Yeah, no, well, someone, yeah.
You're talking about yourself?
I can't spread rumors about myself.
No, you have to hire someone.
He's an Australian guy. And he's
Okay, Ben. Anyway, I think that would also be an issue.
Yeah.
If I were to move to a small island.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I'm happy to go there for a day trip. I think next time we'll stay the night on Ajishima.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a hotel there. So then I can relax.
So it was nice enough that you would go back.
Oh, 100%. It was beautiful. Oh, I think we should all go there together.
Big family trip. That would be awesome.
A bunch of people on board, you know?
Yeah.
Hire a minibus, something.
Can we have a fire?
Yeah, island life.
Can we roast marshmallows and hot dog wieners on the fire?
Look, it's so relaxed there. There was a group of lifeguards, right?
Uh-huh.
Patrolling the beach.
Okay, that's good. They have lifeguards for extra safety.
But the water was so calm and clear. It's the least dangerous beach I've ever seen.
Wow.
And these guys were
So it's perfect for kids.
Perfect for kids. And these guys were relaxing in the sun, smoking cigarettes.
The lifeguards?
Yeah.
Were smoking cigarettes?
Just smoking away. And I thought, look, if I'm drowning in the water and someone's coming to save me, I don't want a smoker, right? I don't want someone who's just been smoking.
Sorry, I can't. I just can't make it.
Start drowning and pulling me down. I can't swim. Maybe they can't even swim. I don't know.
Oh, well,
that was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Lifeguards smoking cigarettes.
Island boys. Island life.
Island life.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Don't judge.
Oh, I love it.
That's their way of life.
I respect that.
Hey, you know.
I've been a smoking lifeguard before.
Yeah. Oh, Ben, I don't have a question.
Well, that's good because I don't have any answers.
But I do have an update. That's, I guess, the update horn.
I know. I've been working on an update sound.
You're going to make an update little song? That would be great. That would be great. Okay, this update comes from our friend in Australia.
Oh, across the sea on a different
update horn.
Different island. A big, big island.
Yeah.
Continent,
yeah. So remember, he was looking for a job.
I remember. Yeah.
And our advice was to get a job picking fruit or vegetables.
Yep. Have a native speaker check your resume.
And then, yeah, you gave some advice about how to really go out and really try to get a job.
Put yourself out there. Be aggressive.
So he sent me an update on Twitter.
Okay.
Or I guess now it's called X. So weird.
Yeah.
He sent me an update on X.
So stupid.
You know, I like Elon Musk.
Yeah, I admire his
Tesla,
energy.
SpaceX. Yeah. The guy's a genius.
He is.
But this turning Twitter into X?
Stupid.
Seems pretty weird.
Extreme. Something like from the 90s or something.
We'll see how it goes. Anyway, this is from Twitter, aka X.
Sounds like a porn site now.
And he says, "Hi, Abe. Thanks so much for the additional answer to my question at the recent episode."
Oh, thanks, Abe.
Yes.
about me?
Because I answered his question.
Oh, did you?
I guess you helped.
I did too.
And then he said, I actually already went to a strawberry farm.
Okay.
So he was one step ahead of us.
Oh, he's quick, isn't he?
And exactly as we thought, now he's looking for different job experiences.
Oh, he didn't last long on the strawberry farm.
I'm not sure how long he lasted, but, you know, you don't want to work on a strawberry farm for too long.
It seems one of the easier farms, though, doesn't it?
Compared to like pumpkins, where they're these huge,
yeah, big pumpkins hanging on a tree or whatever, however they grow,
or bananas where there's big spiders.
Anything with a big tree is going to be hard,
yeah,
and full of spiders.
And then he says, "Oh, this is yeah." He says, "Also, luckily, I'm not dead yet."
Oh,
because you were worried he might already be dead.
Yeah, I thought he was dead.
Because he's in Australia with all these scary, deadly animals.
Yeah, I was actually planning a little sort of a funeral ceremony we could do on the podcast. Cancel the ceremony.
And finally he says, I met some big spiders.
Okay.
But they were calm.
Right.
They were chill.
Well,
they didn't attack him.
I see.
They weren't scary like you say they are.
Well, they are necessarily. And just you know, as a teaching opportunity. We usually meet people, don't we? We don't really meet animals and insects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would say, I saw some big spiders.
Saw them. I came across them.
I came across
encountered them. You know, there's different ways. But meeting's usually for people.
Yeah. Meeting is like, hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Spider. Pleasure to meet you.
which of those eight legs would you like to shake?
All of them.
Okay.
Welcome to my banana farm.
Yeah, so thank you, Aaron, for the update, and good luck in Australia.
We're behind you, Aaron. We're right behind you with our hands on your hips, gripping you, supporting
that's,
you.
That's Ben.
Thrusting you forward.
No, no.
Pushing
no.
you forward no. to success.
That sounds very gay, Ben.
It's not gay. Keep fighting, Aaron. I love this. I like this guy. He's a fighter.
He's a fighter.
He's a fighter. I like that.
He's fighting to get a new job in Australia.
He's got a lot of heart, this kid.
Yeah.
I like him.
But I asked him, where are you in Australia? And I don't think he answered me.
Uh-oh.
So I'm still curious.
He's probably dead.
Where are you?
We lost him again.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Double update.
Thank God he's still alive.
Double update. He did answer me.
Oh, we're getting Sorry. Live updates here, guys.
All right. He says, because I said, thanks for the follow-up, Aaron. Where in Queensland are you? Because he's in Queensland, East Australia.
It's a big state.
It's about huge.
The size of Japan.
Easily the size of Japan. Big, yeah. It's huge. Anyway, he says, I got a job interview for work near Uluru.
Oh, Uluru.
I've heard of... Oh,
that's the big rock.
Uluru?
In the middle of Australia.
Oh, that's...
Ayers Rock.
Used to be called Ayers Rock.
Used to be called
It's Ayers. The biggest rock in the world, right?
Yeah, I mean, it keeps going underground like an iceberg.
Wow.
Like a giant rock. Probably there's aliens
so
inside.
So he got a job interview for Uluru, okay. And he might go there.
Wow, what an opportunity.
Is that Queensland?
No, that's Northern Territory.
Oh, wow, okay.
Smack bang in the middle of Australia.
I guess he's traveling all around.
Yeah, that is so far from where he is.
And he says, anyway, I was wondering if Ben is still alive or not.
Well, Aaron, I'm pleased to report I am still alive.
He sent you a message on Instagram 10 days ago. But you never replied.
Well, I get a lot of Instagram messages and questions, Aaron, so don't worry. I'll get to you.
Maybe Ben on the podcast is just an AI.
Is that what he said?
He thinks you're a Ben bot.
These guys, listeners are turning against me. First it was Demonchik.
And then he says, Aaron. And then he says, R.I.P. Rest in peace, dead Ben. But no, Ben is not an AI bot. He's right here.
I'm right here.
Catch him.
Look at me. You can't replace me with AI. It's not possible. the technology will never exist.
No, there's Ben only is one a of me, unique man.
And there will never be another. No, and I'll never die. I'm never dying, Aran.
Yeah.
You can't kill me.
So, yes, Ben is still here. Now you have seen his message on Instagram.
I have. I'm sorry, Aran.
Have you replied yet?
I have.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, thank you for the update, Aran in Australia.
Thanks, Aran.
A freak / weirdo wandering around Australia.
In the land of freaks and weirdos.
Pretending to be a normal person.
Hello, I'm a normal person in Australia.
Can I have a job, please?
Yes, sure.
I promise I'm not a freak or a weirdo.
I will do the work. I've never listened to teacher talk.
Spread the word, Aran.
Yeah, tell your friends. Get some people into teacher talk.
Tell all these lazy Australians to start listening.
Yeah.
International people you're going to meet along the way too.
And everyone out there internationally or here in Japan, please do send us a message. Write a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
Ben's on Instagram. Oh, I'm on X,
you're
guess.
On X? Yeah.
Twitter
now.
X.
You're an X-Man now.
I'm an X-Man, I guess. Thank you, Elon. Anyway, thanks, guys, and we'll see you soon.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Bye.
Bye-bye.